Hello, everyone.
Questions?
I know you're going to start. All right?
Yes.
But I think they count on you to start.
Yeah. Should be a solid win after a pretty epic night on Wednesday for you. What do you see from your side?
You know what? We knew it was going to be a difficult game. And I knew how much it took out of the boys from Wednesday night. You know, coming into this game, I knew they were going to be a bit heavy, a bit fatigued. And you can see it in spells today. But it showed their character and the resilience to be able to grind through. It wasn't the most pretty game from us. You know, we've got that ball moving all over the park. We gave the ball away a little bit too easy at times. You know, we went to press. We weren't pressing in numbers. And you could see they were starting to get a little bit tired. And that's why we dropped off. We dropped off and said, right, let's get our shape. We'll take it into our own half. And then we'll look to get them on the counter. So we had to adjust during the game, you know, to suit the players. And sometimes you don't want to keep pushing them too much where they're not going to last that 90 minutes. But it was a great team effort today by the boys. And look, I couldn't be any more proud of them. And that's grinding away. And, you know, good teams find a way to win. And we did today. And Ryan's right foot, it's not bad, right? A couple of goals with that right foot now. He keeps telling me he's left-footed, but he keeps scoring with his right. So.
Better than yours, buddy.
It is better than mine. That was funny. He said to me the other day, he goes, you know, Gaffer, he goes, your left foot's not bad. He goes, you know the only difference between you and me? I said, what's that? He goes, I've got a right foot. So I was like, thanks, Ryan.
Ryan, Kyle Porter opens up the scoring. He's a guy that's put in a lot of work for you guys this year. How nice was it to see him sort of find the back of the net, get rewarded, and see Simon set it up with him?
You know, Kyle has been a resilient guy from day one. He's one guy I never need to talk to say, you know, bring it to the next level. Kyle always has it, and he always brings it every single game. And I'm so happy to see him get a ball from Simon. And before he even shot the ball, I knew it was already in, because Kyle is that type of guy. And it just takes a lot of his shoulders, you know. He opens his account, and to be honest, he's not going to stop from there. And so happy for Simon as well. He worked his butt off today. And just to see him, he had that time to go by himself, but he saw Kyle was in a better position than him. And, you know, props to him to, you know, passing the ball off and giving it to a guy in a better spot.
Maury, running back to the plays, how important was it when to have these types of players on the field, like Ryan Telfer, Manny? When you're running up the sideline, how important is it to have those types of players that you can rely on when you're making those types of plays?
It's important. It's very important. We look to them for leadership, and every game, sometimes, you know, we may not be doing the right things. For me especially, you know, just Ryan looks over and tells me a few things to just keep me grounded and keep me motivated. So it's really important for the team, and especially us going forward. We have a big stretch of games coming. Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday. So, you know, we're going for the league. We're going for the league, and the second game of the championship, we're going for that too. So, we need our big guys. We need the guys that lead us. So, I couldn't be happier to play with them every week, and it's very important for us.
You know, to go on that as well. You know, our older guys, experienced guys in that dressing room, are first class. You know, they're always there. They're always talking to guys. They're helping each other out, and everybody's open minded. They all want to learn. They all want to. They want to be better than what they are now, and every single week you can see them just getting better and better and better, because they all listen to one another, right? They all push each other, which it's fantastic for me to see.
Edmonton's a team that you guys have run into quite a few times in the last few weeks. They've gone on a bit of a tear themselves. Did they pose a different problem for you today? How did they sort of look?
No, they did. I mean, first half they were organized. You know, they were disciplined. We found it hard at times to break through their lines. We had to adjust. We actually pulled Wata out and let Manny go on a little bit higher to break the lines. So we ended up playing a point forward rather than a point back. And we asked our wide guys to get a little bit wider to try to stretch them, and asked Simon to take them up top and push them a little bit further up to open up a few more holes. And I think once we adjusted, then we started finding our spaces to get through them. But they, you know, look, they've had a good little break there. They were fresh when they came in, and, you know, you could see it. You could see that they were organized, and they, You know, they had a good work rate today.
Were you using the same strategy as the last game of having the sort of your big guys up front to wear down the center backs and then have Gattis come in later?
Yeah, that was part of the plan. You know, they've got two big dominant center backs. You know, and Simon, that's his game. He wants to be physical. He likes to play that way. I thought Simon was great today. You know, holding up the ball, trying to bully their center backs, created a few little spaces and pockets for Ryan and Porter to get in, and also our midfielders to get in behind. And then we could just see it was coming, and that's when we made the sub and put Ryan up top.
Boy, a busy period continues for you guys coming up. You got a match on Wednesday, another match on Sunday in Calgary, and then you're back here again. How do you sort of prepare yourself for that?
For me, it's just, you know, I've got into the team and I do a lot with the physios. I do a lot on my own. But, you know, we have a lot of recovery stuff with the ice baths and the boots and everything like that. So every chance I get, I'm, you know, trying to use those to my advantage. But you're right, it's a quick turnaround. And I think these last two games we've been playing very well. Very well indeed. So I think the other teams, they played Saturday, so I don't really see a big difference between Saturday and Sunday, but we're going to be ready either way.
Is there an element of you sort of get on a roll and you get a feel for everything, and that sort of helps take the spirit out of the matches?
For me, just I'm a confidence player. You know, when I do something good on the field, I really thrive off that. I go forward and make a good run, and it really gives me a lot of motivation. So these last few games, I've just been, you know, riding the wave. Making the fans have been great these last few games. So for me, looking over and seeing those people, it really makes me bring the best out of myself.
And Jimmy, do you compare this side to other teams in this league? Do you keep an eye on how other teams are doing, or are you guys just focused on?
Yeah, we watch a lot of video of the opposition, and see what other teams are doing in the league. But when it comes to these guys, we just focus on them, focus on our team. Trying to improve them every single day, and really our focus is all about us. It's not about what the other teams are doing in the league, or who we're playing against. The focus is all about these guys, getting them to believe in themselves, sticking to our game plan, our tactics, and that's our goal within our club, is to look after ourselves and make sure we do things right.
Jimmy, you know, looking at the spring season, how for a lot of teams, first season, everybody feeling each other out. It's really a case, perhaps, of a lot of the teams trying to find their identity, you know, what they do on the pitch, you know, how they've assembled their squads, their tactics. Would you kind of say now that, you know, York Knight has kind of figured out what that identity might be? You guys, you know, we really got a glimpse of what this team can do against Valor at the end of the spring season, carrying on with some positive results against Montreal today. Do you feel that perhaps York Knight has joined the likes of the Forge and the Calgary of those quote-unquote teams that have found their identity first?
Yeah, look, I would like to think so. And like I said before, we're constantly improving. We've got our identity. We know who we are as a team. And it takes time. We're still a young club. You know, we've only been together for a number of months. And every game, we got to keep buying into our philosophy, our style of play, keep improving. And I don't think we're far off of being a good team. I mean, you've always got room for improvement. But I think when people watch us now, I think they understand what kind of team we are. We've got lots of movement. We're a team that wants to get on that ball. We're a team that wants to break lines, get in behind. So, you know, our identity is coming out with these guys and the way that they play. And you can see that they're playing with confidence. You know, they got pride with their play. They dig in for one another. And they understand what each role is.
Okay,
thanks guys.
Thank you guys.
Okay then?
Ugh.